Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And a Masters update here. Our golf leaderboard updates are brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there. And so far, we have a little bit of a rain delay here, Joe, to start this thing. So we're going to push things by about an hour or so from Augusta, just to give you your update on your favorites going into this one. Scottie Scheffler is the overwhelming favorite at plus 400. Rory McIlroy comes in behind him, plus 1,000. Johnny Rahm, plus 1,000.
Johnny Rahm.
Xander Schauffele at plus 1,400.
Come on.
And then Brooksy at plus 1,800. There you
I mean,
go.
You can say Brooksy. That's fine. You can't say Schauffele, and you can't say Rahm. This has been going on for years now. All right, so Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world, should be the favorite. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they ought to, outside of the Masters and some of the majors, they ought to be concerned about this split. And I know the players aren't because they're all getting money. Actually, PGA purses are a lot bigger now, too. Believe me, they made out on this thing, too. The problem is they're watching the other guys who got, I call them big signing bonuses to come to live. I mean, they got some whoppers. Some of the reports on some of those top players and Phil Mickelson, they got big money. I'm talking about $100-200 million to come over. And the purses, they play one less day. They don't play four rounds. They play three rounds. Of course, I don't care about the shorts or long pants. It doesn't bother me either way. But and they're playing for a lot. They got team purse money. They got individual money. And every week it's huge money. And so anybody that thinks that this PGA and LIV, that these players all love each other, you're like, you're another world. Like, they need to stop. Who do I see is the latest one? I think it was Garcia came out and said, you guys are the ones that make up all this stuff. It's media-driven, all these, you know, because we blame the media for everything that happens in our life. I'm like, hey, Serge, I hate to break it to you. A lot of guys don't like you. Matter of fact, when you guys were all one tour, a lot of guys didn't like you. But, yeah, he's gone at it with a lot of different guys, going back to Tiger. And there's a lot of bad blood. You remember when Roy was upset about a ruling or something, said, I'm so glad I'm going to be off this tour pretty soon. And he is. He's over in the LIV tour right now. But, yeah, so it's kind of, I don't know. I think it exists. Like, some people are going, go, I want one of the LIV golfers to win the major. And others are going, screw those guys. I want the loyal PGA guys to win. And so here we go, man. Here we go. Just adds to everything else. And who's going to win the Masters this year? And with all the names of Koepka and Woody mentioned all the favorites there too for you. And we'll see what happens. We've got the draft in 2 weeks for the National Football League. Nothing bigger than that, man. Nothing bigger in an off season of a sport than the NFL draft. Nothing. Nothing comes close. And I'm not saying it gets ratings of the finals in all the sports, but let me tell you, a lot of people go to the cities to watch it for 3 days. A lot of people watch on TV for 3 days, including the first round. Just incredible to see, you know, what your team's going to do, what your team's going to do with that first pick. And listen, I've been the last couple draft parties. Hell, I went last year. We didn't have a first-round pick. I was at Hard Rock with Nat Moore last year. And you're still watching because you want to see where everybody's going. You're trying to figure out. Because, you know, one thing about it, the NFL's done a good job, man, is you know what everybody else needs. You got a pretty good idea, right? You honestly have a pretty good idea what Buffalo's going to do, right? I think you do. Good chance they're going to take a receiver. The Jets, offensive lineman, another receiver. I mean, you kind of – Patriots need a quarterback. Everybody that's really watches this game kind of knows, especially the teams in your own division, what everybody has and doesn't have at this point. League's done a great job, man, and it just gets bigger. And those crowds, they're going to show Thursday night what it'll be on. NFL Network carries it. ESPN carries it, and then one of the networks carry it. I don't know which one. So it's everywhere. It just counts on who you want to listen to, kind of break everything down. But that crowd last year, was that Vegas last year, Woody, right? I believe it was. It was crazy. The amount of people.
Yeah, it was like a few hundred thousand people or
so
something,
they were
right?
just going forever, screaming and yelling and who they wanted and painted up and, you know, all the team colors. It was just wild what this thing has turned into. So I'm just glad to see the Dolphins got a first-round pick as of right now, 21st in this draft. And then, of course, Friday is the second and third round. And then Saturday is, I call it the four to seven, and then free agency, rookie free agent starts. And that's also a big part of filling out a 90-man roster. You get a lot of guys, and that goes into Saturday and Sunday. And a lot of that, you got to give up a lot of signing bonus money to get some of these guys that you almost drafted or you gave a draft grade to, and you're able to get them on your team and call the agent and say, listen, we think some of those guys are making $200,000-$300,000 signing bonus now. When I played, $200,000-$300,000 signing bonus was a first-round pick. That was Don McNeil got like, Don McNeil got $100,000 or $200,000 his rookie year as our first pick out of Alabama. Can you imagine that now? We got rookie free agents getting a couple hundred. Like, we think you can play. We're going to give you a couple hundred. And some other teams interested. No, we'll give you more. We'll take care of you.
So I think one of the most interesting things going into this draft, I'm curious what you think of this, and this is every draft, but it seems more so than ever, is the negative stuff that people continue to spew about these top players when they really have no knowledge, right? And Caleb Williams, by the way, he responds to these people, which is even stranger.
Why do you care?
Like, he quote tweeted a Greg McElroy comment. Greg McElroy's on some, podcast or whatever, and he says Caleb Williams never experienced adversity. And
yeah, why? But
you know,
why,
there's a
why?
Sense of entitlement, and is there a chip on his shoulder, you know, that'll keep him around for 10 years? And it's like, first of all, what the hell are you talking about? You don't even know the guy. That bothers me to begin with. Like, you're just trashing the guy just for the sake of trashing him. But then why did Caleb Williams feel the need to respond publicly?
He gets the last laugh.
Yeah, he's going to be the first pick in the draft.
All those guys.
So no matter what, but.
Hey, he's not the only one that's getting killed.
No, I just don't get this, man.
Drake May gets killed. He got guys coming out saying he will get you fired if you draft. So who said? Somebody said he will get you fired if you draft him.
But it's like these analysts, like, they rush so quickly to be like, you know, try to bring a guy down, and they have no idea. Like, nobody knows. And I was, you know, someone was yelling at me on Twitter yesterday about how Michael Penix has a higher upside than Tua, and he can do this better than Tua, and he can do that better than Tua. And it's like, no, you know, he hasn't played a snap in the NFL. Michael Penix could be really good. He can be the best player in this whole draft for all we know, or he could be Zach Wilson. Like, who the hell knows, right?
Baldy said this yesterday. And I totally agree. There are going to be four or five guys going the first round. And history tells us one or two of those guys probably won't work out. Probably won't work. I'm working off the 2021 draft, which has turned
out to
be.
You're talking just quarterbacks?
Yeah, quarterbacks.
Yeah.
One of the worst drafts of all time. Trevor Lawrence, the only guy alive. Every other guy's been moved from the team. And they're trying to figure out what to do with Zach Wilson. They would love to just give us a seventh round pick, man, and you can have him.
I think you'd be lucky if two of those guys end up being really good.
What, this year?
Yeah.
Well.
And I know there's a lot of hype around these guys. There'll be a lot of hype around the guys next year, too.
So you know, like, what, you know what drafts have been pretty good, man. Tua's drafts ended up being a pretty good draft.
Been. Yep.
Tua's draft and has ended up being, you know. But there are a lot of guys, man. You can go back in the last 5 years when everybody's going, well, they're a lot better at this now. They got a lot more information. The background checks are better, you know, and all this stuff and, you know.
But all I'm saying is you just don't know, right? And that's the thing. You never know. Or you look, somebody, bunch of people thought Bryce Young was better than C.J. Stroud.
Most people.
I don't know if it was most people or not.
There are a lot of people on TV that haven't come clean.
How about that? The people that matter even thought that Bryce Young was better than C.J. Stroud. So it's not as easy as, like, people make it out to be. That's one thing. And then, again, like, you know, like, the guy yesterday was telling me, like, how Penix has a higher ceiling. And it's like, you have no idea how good or bad he's going to be at the NFL, how his game will translate.
So, you know what's funny about Penix? And I'm glad you brought him up. I thought in the one playoff game he was really, really good. And the other one, I didn't think he was very good. So I've seen both sides. I know the knock on him because they're talking about he might be the best. And by the way, they all say that. You know, he might be the best of this group. They said that's why he's going to fall later in the first round, though.
That's exactly why.
Well, it's the injuries he's had in the past, although he's been able to stay healthy.
Because that stops guys from getting drafted.
By the way, maybe at some point, instead of us talking so much, we'll talk about the system they're going to, how they get coached. I think Mike McDaniel screwed it up for a lot of teams now, because really good coaching and a really good system with good players around you gives you a chance. But if you just think you're going to, like, line up a rookie quarterback with an average or bad offensive line without a lot of weapons, he got no shot. Now, he might not have had a shot anyway. This is the old school thing that used to happen. So the complaint a long, long time ago, Steve Barkowski, Archie Manning, they were the first picks, right? They were the top pick. First guy coming out of, you know, Ole Miss, out of Cal. These guys go to really crappy teams, and they run for their life because those teams, there was no free agency, and the guy that was drafting, they just kept drafting bad players. You ever seen the highlights of Archie Manning running around for his life? Like, he's running around and linebackers are taking him by the back of the neck. All the things would be penalties now. And they're throwing him down. Like, that guy took a beating. Archie Manning. And Steve Barkowski, another guy, goes to Atlanta. And he got – Jim Plunkett was another one out of Stanford till he went to play for the Raiders. Best thing, he was another guy running for his life, man. You better fix it before you decide you're gonna bring in a guy. You better give him a chance with a system and weapons around him to give him a chance to be good. Part of that's blocking, part of that's scheme, part of that's weapons on the outside that can go make some catches and turn a 10-yard play into a 90-yard play. You know, the quarterback gets credit for that run after catch. That's part of the yards. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got all kinds of stuff got going on that. Mario Cristobal, final spring football game coming up here this Saturday, the Cam Ward Show. A lot of you will be going out to see the Cam Ward Show for the first time, as well as the backup quarterbacks and some of the young guys everybody's been talking about. Woody, you're going to be out there, right?
Yeah, we're all going to be out there. We're doing a broadcast out there. Starting at 3:30. We'll do a little pregame for you. I'll have that for you. And then
you got to be taking notes now, man.
I will. I'll have my pad out there for you, Joe. So I'll take some notes for you. But, yeah, we'll start at 3:30 with a little pregame. 4 o'clock, we'll have the broadcast for you. Someone asked earlier where the game is streaming. It's on ACC Network Extra.
Okay.
Don't ask me how to find that. But that is where the game will be if you are looking to stream.
He's got
But I would prefer – I think you should probably just listen to our broadcast. We'll paint the picture for you.
He's got a nice batch of players, and I can't wait to see what that true freshman class looks like now that they've had a little more than a month and practices and stuff, and everybody's been bragging about some of these guys, Elijah Lofton and some different guys that have been really good. Nykar and JoJo Trader have been outstanding and got some good young linebackers. They weren't really expecting to be this good. Zaquan Patterson. No, there are a lot of guys, man. I'm really curious to see what it looks like here before
that's all nice, going into camp. Yeah, that quarterback is going to he's going to have to be really good, man. This team's ready to take the next step. It's time, right? You finally have a guy that I think everyone feels comfortable with playing quarterback. And we saw him play. Clearly, he can sling the ball. He's mobile. He's got all the tools.
He keeps plays alive, man, getting outside the pocket. Yeah, he's going to do some things. And when the play looks real bad, yes, he can take off and break your heart and get a first down.
You haven't been this excited at the quarterback position in a long time over there, man. And I know Tyler had his little run, but you see him at Wisconsin, by the way?
I know he's there.
To reporters.
Oh, I haven't. No, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Something about getting coached up or whatever he was talking about.
Good. Good. Hey, listen, man.
His game is good for Wisconsin.
By the way, he had to go.
Hand the ball off 40 times a game.
You, whatever shot you want to take at him.
Oh, no, it's not. No, I love
that's
Tyler
what you
Van
are.
Dyke.
You're taking shots at him, and it's fine. I'm just saying he had to go. He needed a fresh start.
You're big on fresh start.
No, I'm not, actually.
Ryan Tannehill.
He needed a fresh start. You can get on me about anything. Tannehill needed a fresh start, too. You don't think that worked out for him? He's
actually,
a hell of a lot better there than he was here.
Out.
Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something's good all the no matter where you are. Suburbans, Tahoes, those big, comfortable SUVs. They are so nice. They've added more space to the big SUVs. Suburbans and Tahoes have added more space, got a sporty look to them. They're really nice. I know. I'm Joe, and I have a Tahoe. Just wanted to rhyme one up for you, but the Traverse, a midsize SUV, to the Trailblazer, the Equinox, the Blazer, a smaller SUV, so much style and substance. Really have something no matter what you're looking for, no matter what you feel most comfortable driving, we've got it for you. And I know my wife doesn't like the bigger one, so we got the smaller SUV, but I will tell you this. Whether it's new or used, it's never looked better right now than it does at your South Florida Chevy dealers. When I tell you best overall products we've ever had, if you get some time this weekend, tomorrow, to get out there, Silverado trucks, my gosh, our number one sellers, our big, durable Silverado trucks. I just tell everybody this. Whatever kind of truck you're looking for, whether you know you still need to get the family around or you just need a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living. Something you can count on every day. Silverado's it, man. Silverado is the truck. They almost feel like they have custom made a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. So whether you're looking for new or used, low mileage, not a problem. It's never looked better than what you can get right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers with convenient locations all over South Florida. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads. And fall in love. Take some test drives at your South Florida.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Florida Chevy dealer.
Down now.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. As, man, a lot of stuff going on here as we start the playoffs next week for the NHL and the NBA. And the Miami Heat may, there's a good chance they're going to be starting in the play-in instead of the playoffs. The play-in to get to the playoffs, actually. So we'll see what happens. And they get a little help. It's a long shot, but need a little help from Orlando. Orlando loses two games, and you win your last couple of games. You can move ahead of them. The 76ers play Orlando and Brooklyn, so you can't have it both ways with Orlando. Like, you need them to win a game and then lose a game. That's not going to cut it. So there's a good chance. And by the way, there's a good chance 76ers and the Miami Heat will play each other in the play-in as well. And that game would be, if 76ers stay ahead of them, then that game would be in Philadelphia. So, and then you're playing for who's going to be the 7th seed and who's going to be the 8th seed and who gets to play the Boston Celtics first. And I think right now there's a little difference between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, who probably are going to be without – can I be a doctor here a little bit? Giannis probably not going to play in the first round with whatever calf problem he has. So, yeah, you'd love to get the higher seed here and stay away from Boston. But there's a good chance not to look ahead here, because we still got two regular season games in the play-in. But there is a chance that the Heat will open with the Boston Celtics. Woody, that's not crazy, right, when you look at all the different scenarios of what could happen?
Yeah, it's not, but it feels like you got to take this thing one game at a time here, man.
Yeah, well.
By the way, we've been pigs. I mean, we're looking ahead, and you know, we basically have the Heat in the finals. Which, you know, I get it, last year was quite the run, but first of all, the Heat aren't sneaking up on anyone this year either, by the way, as some, like, you know, 8-seed charity case here. Like, you, maybe they were last year. The Panthers, same thing, by the way. These teams are not sneaking up on anyone.
You have – I was curious after last night, because it was a disappointing loss to me, because I felt that it was nationally televised. The Heat really wanted that game against Dallas last night at home with Kyrie and Luka and the West, one of the better teams in the West. Dallas has been smoking hot. Do you have that soundbite from Eric Spoelstra after the game? I'm always curious, because he is right down to the facts of how you play, and we got to play better, and you know, and he's not going to make excuses and stuff. It was interesting talking after the game.
Yeah, it wasn't a matter of fatigue. You know, Dallas jumped us. Their shot making, for sure. But they also had 17 in transition, you know, in the first half. And yeah, our offense was a little bit funky. Some of that is to be, you know, not expected, but you have to weather some of these storms. You know, as we're incorporating guys back in and, you know, some of the lineups, I'm not even saying that as an excuse, but we have a formula of how we can win games. And it's not necessarily the easiest way, but we've proven we can win games, get teams in the mud, and make it really tough. But it takes a great emotional, physical, spiritual, connected commitment. It does, to be able to do that. But we've also proven that when we do that, the energy changes for us offensively. We have a great group. We have a very competitive locker room. Our guys want... We all want the same thing. And sometimes, you know, this league it can just really humble you. And that's what happened tonight. So we're going to regroup. We've had to do that several times this year, and we keep on finding a way to bounce back. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on the next 48 hours to get ready for another battle. I don't even care what's going on in the standings. I just want, you know, our team playing the way we're capable of playing, and that's what we're going to look to do these last two games.
There you have it from Spo talking about, I know the formula to get us to where we want to get to. Well, one is you're not going to be playing Dallas again. You're now going to play Toronto two games. So, and I don't know what else. He kind of all over the board on this thing, but I'm guessing once he gets hopefully Duncan Robinson back from his back. Rozier's been out as well, missed a couple of games. Get him back. And I do think he's got a pretty good idea who he wants to play and the rotation that he wants to have. I think he thinks this is a deep team, because they've had to be this year. So many injuries, so many starting lineups, so many guys. We got guys jumping from the G League to starting on this team. So, yeah, I am really curious to see. I came in this morning and go, oh, my God, this can be a tough one, Woody, after watching last night. And then, you know, okay, played, you know, we'll see what happens. play-in doesn't scare them. They've already had success in it. But, yeah, it's a one-game deal. It is a one-game deal. Most likely, not 100%, the 76ers could be the other team in this play-in thing. They're just a tad ahead right now at 45-35 of the Miami Heat as well. So right down to the wire, man. This is what the NBA wanted. This is what the NBA wanted. Everybody trying to get in position to get that matchup that they like. And I'm guessing if you're like me, I look at 2 through 8 and nobody scares you. Celtics should scare you a little bit. Yeah, they're healthy. And they've been the best team in the NBA all season long. But 2 through 8, few games difference from 49 wins to 44 wins. 49 wins with Milwaukee, 44 wins with the Heat. So it's doable, man. Giannis. All of a sudden, that changes. Giannis out for the first round. They've already struggled with Giannis. And now the calf injury or whatever they're saying it is, he could be out. He could be out for this first round of these playoffs. So, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning while we're talking about all this stuff. We want to let you know that Alan Poupart, AllDolphins.com, is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. And we'll get into all this stuff with some of the players that people been talking about that have the Miami Dolphins being very interested in, especially in the first round, around where they pick. And we'll get his take on some of that stuff coming up. So Alan will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Ron Rothstein, busy working last night, and he'll join us as well, talk a little bit about this Heat and these last couple of games and the play-in situation and everything else that they've had success. Woody just reminded me, we've been to the finals 2 of the last 3 years in the NBA. The Heat. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive, man. Being able to go through the playoffs and get it done. All right, we got to go to break. But before we do, hey, man, I'm not an attorney for a firm here in South Florida. I'm not. But I will tell you, the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah in Plantation is special. So many great things to tell you about. I've learned so much over the last few months of being around Harvey and Gary to talk about the way they do things. If you're not happy where you are, you know, you've had a lot of broken promises. You were promised this. You were promised that. We can do this. We can do that. You can't even get a hold of them. You're frustrated. They're always busy. They don't have time to take your call. Maybe it's time you make a move. Yeah, and I know the guys to go to. Cohen and Judah, good way to start. Matter of fact, I just tell everybody this, you know, and talking to Harvey, Harvey Cohen about this, we were just talking. He said, Joe, just tell everybody go to the website. That's the best thing. CohenandJudah.com. Learn more about us because we think you're really going to like what we have to say. From start to finish, we'll shake your hand and we're your attorney. There's no handoffs. This is not a football game. We're not handing the ball off, man. They're going to handle it. Nothing's too small. Nothing's too big. If you have to be in front of them, they can do it. They can do it for big stuff here in South Florida. They've gotten a lot of companies, a lot of people. They're fantastic at what they do. The results, excellent. Client reviews, excellent. Yes, they're trial lawyers. So check them out. That's CohenandJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE. 866-324-7333. Do your homework, man. That's a line from my friend Harvey. Do your homework, and if you do your homework, you're going to want somebody that treats you like you're their neighbor, and they're going to take good care of you. And nobody's going to do a better job than Cohen and Judah. Go to CohenandJudah.com. They'll handle your case from start to finish. And I think you'll be really impressed. So check it out. You got something going on right now. You've been injured. Good place to start. They're in Plantation. They cover all of South Florida, and they're ready to help you today.
And now. It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, so we have a bunch of legal issues to get to here to start this.
Not mine,
one.
Right? Not
no,
none,
no,
none
you're
of
in
my
the clear.
Stuff.
You're
okay,
in the clear.
Good. No
I will tell you, I was briefed by David Weinstein yesterday. Yeah. We were talking, and so
love that guy.
Love David Weinstein.
Yeah,
he's
big
the best.
Fan. Big fan.
And
he must
helped
be
me
making
out with
big
some
bucks.
Stuff.
Must be making big bucks.
I didn't ask him, but
big defense attorney, so. Big firm.
Probably.
Go ahead.
Anyway,
he's laughing somewhere right now.
So Shohei Ohtani, who was obviously kind of tied up in this whole gambling situation with the interpreter, whatever.
Innocent.
We were very quick to judge.
It looked bad. It had a bad smell.
Yeah.
How do you not know as an athlete, when you're with the guy every day, from Japanese to English, and you don't know that he's taking $4.5 million? I'm really struggling with that. And then you pay the guy, they have to pay the bookie off. And nothing added up, Woody. And again, I'm guilty of that. That guy's guilty myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing just didn't look right. It didn't smell right. It was just, I thought he was, I said, here, man, a guy's got a problem.
You notice these stories, by the way, it's everyone, they always lose their money. They never win. Like, it's never like the guy won like $5 million and, you know, comes out and says, I have a gambling problem. It's only when they lose a gigantic amount of money.
It's not only the casinos that do well, the bookies do well, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're not in business to go, I had another bad day. I lost 300 grand today again. They got me. Boy, that's like 20 days in a row.
So anyway, not only was Shohei Ohtani innocent in all of this, but he's actually the victim in all this here. Victim of being defrauded here by his guy. So, by the way, it's got to suck for him. That was his buddy. He could buy a new buddy, but I mean, obviously,
I know,
with all
but
that money.
Woody, I'm just like, you're with him all the time. How does somebody that you're that close to take are you that clueless with your money that you don't know where $4.5 million? Do you have that much money that you don't care about $4.5 million or keep an eye on your account?
You thought at some point in conversation it would have come up that he was betting, you know, massive amounts on sports.
Did you have no idea that he was gambling?
You just think, like, again, casually in conversation, the guy, you know, they're sitting there watching a game together or something. You'd be like, oh, by the way, I have $1 million in this game.
He should have said, actually, you have $1 million on this
That's
game.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, it looks like the interpreter tried to, like, quick plea deal and hopefully move forward with his career, whatever that is. All right, Rashee Rice, speaking of a career that might be in jeopardy.
Wow.
He has been hammered for his role in this racing deal that he was involved in. He has been hit, Joe, with 8 different charges from this deal. Aggravated assault, which is a second-degree felony. That's up to 20 years. Collision involving bodily injury, a third-degree felony, up to 10 years. Collision involving injury is punishable by up to 5 years. So he's facing jail time. I assume he will also do a plea deal here and get this wrapped up pretty quickly. At least that's what I've been told.
I love his attorney making it like it's okay that now he's come back around and he's helping him with this investigation.
No, it's a beautiful thing. It's really nice, yes. I mean,
like, I think you're a little late, man.
Yeah, you're a little late to the party when they got you on video walking away smiling as you're leaving the scene after you turned the Dallas Highway into your own personal F1 track.
Least one and only other vehicle that we're racing. That's.
I don't know how the NFL is going to handle this. They'll, you know, weigh in, I guess, at some point here.
See what the legal system does first.
Yeah, David said a lawyer could try to expedite this thing and get it wrapped up before the, you know, training camp starts. But they got to suspend this guy significantly, right?
So let me just tell you the other part of this, the football side. I know sometimes people go, oh, nobody cares about that part. Well, nobody got killed, so I do. Well, all of a sudden, Kansas City, they're probably got their attorneys going, hey, are we going to have this guy or is he done? Because he ended up being their best wide receiver. That might change the whole way they were going to draft. They got Hollywood Brown. I know Hollywood's there, but you'd have felt pretty good with Hollywood and Rice playing together.
I don't think it matters.
You
know?
Mahomes
will figure it out.
All right.
He did last year. And the year before, and the year before, and the year before. So he'll figure it out. Kelsey's still there, right?
I don't know. You see him, though. Boy, he's been having a good time. He's gained some weight. saw him out in the ocean in some place.
He's enjoying himself.
Oh, he's definitely enjoying himself.
But, oh, man, just it's a sad story. A guy throws everything away like that because he decides he wants to have a car race on the highway. So unbelievably stupid.
You think he does he think he's going to be doing time?
No, there'll probably be a plea deal situation here.
Okay.
Again, because, like you said, no one was killed. But I don't know, man. Those are serious charges. Yeah, just really sad stuff. And then another weird one on the legal front here. Terrell Suggs got into it with someone at a Starbucks drive-thru. How about this one? It says that this is, again, according to the court documents here. He had a statement that said something other than this. It says officials say Suggs had driven past the ordering speaker. He put his Range Rover in reverse to back up and, you know, and talk into the machine or whatever. And he made contact with another man's vehicle. Although there was apparently no damage to the car, cops say both drivers exited the vehicles and an argument ensued, but the two eventually returned to their rides and made their orders. However, as Suggs was about to leave the area, he allegedly flipped off the man, which authorities say kicked off another verbal argument. According to the docs, the man swore at Suggs before the ex-NFL superstar challenged him to a fight.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably the wrong guy to mess with.
Yes, you would think. The former Baltimore Ravens pass rusher allegedly called the man something. Well, I don't think we can say that. And then he added, "I'll kill your bitch ass."
Oh, I was going to say bitch ass punk.
No, he went, can we say cracker? Can you say that?
Say what?
Cracker?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say that? I don't know what the ruling is
on cracker.
That. I don't know what the ruling is on that one, but I guess we said it. Anyway, as Suggs pulled out to leave, officials say he flashed a handgun in his left hand outside his driver's window.
Oh, boy. You were fine to that point. Till the gun came up, then you got a problem.
I don't get it, man. People get so angry with strangers out there. Like, these are people you don't know, you'll never know again. And now this guy's got to deal with, you know, whatever comes from this. I don't know. He's obviously in trouble. You're not allowed to just flash guns at people. It doesn't work that way.
I have noticed around car stuff recently.
Oh, it's horrible.
People get really mad. And your reaction, and it gets the other person going, and next thing, it's an FU bombs and flying. And
I won't even, like, I see people every morning when we're on the highway here. I see people that have their lights off, and I assume it's because, you know, there's a lot of valet, a lot of buildings, and for whatever reason, the valet people can't leave the thing on auto. They have to turn your lights off. I don't know if that's, like, a valet standard in the industry, but I won't even flash my lights at someone to tell them to turn their lights back on.
They never do it anyway.
I won't do it because, you know, flashing your lights could also mean get the hell out of my way. You're going too slow. You don't want someone to take that the wrong way and turn around and you know, blow your head off.
Probably a good idea for you, Wood, not to.
I know. Sad situations out there, Joe.
Sad.
All right. We didn't even mention this, but Messi played last night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. They lost to Monterrey, and Miami is out of the Champions Cup.
Oh, boy.
Much to the probably chagrin of the TV networks.
All right. Back
now we'll have to deal with whatever scraps are left.
Back to the MLS now.
ESPN has extended its Omaha Productions partnership through 2034. A 9-year deal here, Joe, for, of course, Peyton Manning and Eli and the whole crew there. They do their Monday night deal with the Manning cast. They also have a ton of different programs.
I was going to say,
documentaries and all kinds
of stuff. I think the production company's worth $300 or $400 million.
Yeah, they do a ton of different stuff here.
And everybody was wondering what Peyton Manning was going to do. Will he be an announcer for $20 million a year? Will he be a general manager? Well, he's making a lot of money.
Yeah. By the way, they have a tennis show, Joe. You know Johnny Mac?
No.
It's called Mac and Rose Places. You should probably watch that. And finally here, did you realize we have the Olympics coming up in the summer, which I assume
always
is in like
forget.
A couple
yeah.
of months here.
Yeah.
NBC has cleared over $1 billion in ad sales for the 2024 Summer Olympics. They have sold $1.2 billion in advertising for the Paris Games, on pace for a record revenue for an Olympics.
I just want the United States to win three events, the 100, the
and
200
three basketball,
no, and the and the relay. That's it.
The
we
relay?
Want to get the speed back. The Jamaicans have been stealing all the speed from us. We want to get it back.
The relays, when they run around, they hand the pole off to the next person, right?
Yes. The pole, the stick, whatever the you want to call it. Batons, yep. Huh. Timing has not been good. Apparently, we got a bunch of fast guys. They just don't seem to time it up, and it usually ends up on the ground.
It'll be exciting to watch, certainly.
You mean that, or is that sarcasm? You don't like all that stuff, or you do?
I probably won't. I mean, isn't it going to be on in the middle of the night? I don't know what the time difference is in Paris, but
some stuff will be live, some will be taped.
I didn't realize till today that the Olympics were coming up. So,
all right, you're not really into it. 8 o'clock hour is coming up. We've got Alan Poupart, AllDolphins.com, going to join us next. We got some few things to talk about here. We have one position to me that we really don't have a starter. We have one position that doesn't have a starter, and everything else has got guys that have a chance to be starters. And I want to get better players, but they have veteran guys at those positions. We'll talk to Alan Poupart about some of that stuff coming up. You know what? Right now, I got to tell you, man, people need money more than ever. Interest rates, they're higher than ever. High insurance rates, HOA fees, they're killing people. They are killing people, especially older people who are retired, especially in the condos where all those fees are going up. Boy, and now they've decided, and this is going on everywhere, running credit card debt up to be able to live every month, and that's not the answer at 28 to 30%. No, that is not the answer. Let Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage relieve some of that money stress, get that credit card paid off at a lot lower rate so you can save some friggin' money. Reverse mortgages, I got to talk about them. Same thing. For the older crowd out there, 62 and older, you qualify for the reverse mortgage, and it's more popular than ever. Again, for all those things I just talked about, boy, if you could really use that equity as you're getting ready to retire and you're going, holy smokes, we don't have enough money. The reverse mortgage is super popular. It makes sense for a lot of people. And Michael Kotze, one of his many specialties, is that reverse mortgage and getting it done for you. Again, you and your spouse must be 62 or older to qualify. Debt consolidation is always on everybody's mind. If you got a lot of equity in that home, debt consolidation is something Michael Kotze can do for you, man. No guy has no life. He really doesn't. He's always working 7 days a week. I want you to call or text him because he's been doing this for 30-plus years. There's a reason. No matter what's going on, no matter what the rates are, Michael Kotze's busy. He works 7 days a week. He works his butt off to get it done. He gets it done faster than the banks. Call or text him. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.